Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here and excited to visit with Pickett County Executive, Mr. Stephen Bilbrey. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Ben.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, glad you asked me to be here.
I told you I'd have you back because last time we didn't get done, and I don't remember what we finished talking about last time, but we're going to talk about some new stuff this time.
That'll be good.
Stephen is a year and a half into his term as county executive in Pickett County, and as we talked last time, and people know, you're no stranger to that office of serving before that. You'd served in prior to 2002 to 2010, is that right?
2002, 2010. Yep.
As a young man.
Oh, yeah. I had just turned 29 years old.
29-year-old county executive. Wow. So we were talking together just a minute ago. We're old, getting old, right?
We don't feel old. I'm 50, yeah.
50-year, wow. But, and the reason we brought it up, because I couldn't remember if you had one of your daughters was still in school or not. And the reason I asked is the Pickett County Lady Bobcats.
The Pickett County Lady Bobcats
are champions,
Class A state champions,
and the Upper Cumberland is proud of them.
Well, we appreciate that,
and I know you're proud.
Oh, I'm extremely proud, extremely excited. We've got a great group of young ladies. Head coach been doing it for a long time. I actually graduated with him. He's a Pickett County native, Brent Smith. Mm-hmm. So very, very, very proud of him. It had been 35 years. Since the Lady Bobcats had won the state tournament, they won it in 1989. So,
but they'd been back.
Oh, they've been back several times. Yeah. Absolutely, just couldn't finish the deal, and they finished the deal this year.
So you have nieces that play? Is that right?
I have two nieces that play. Yep, sure do.
And
I've got a junior and a freshman.
Junior
that's on
freshman.
The team. Yep.
So did you get to go to all the games?
I did.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I figured the whole town was there, wasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I had a big parade for them on Sunday when they came in.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Parade.
Good.
I mean, it was, I don't know, it was two mile and a half long, I guess, come through county line, through town. And
I got to watch the championship game on TV Saturday, like two Saturdays ago now, and I was just so ecstatic for you all. And to see those girls and the emotion and the coach, which I don't, you know, he's just old country boy, right?
Oh, he just, he grew up and born and raised in Birdstown.
And he said, we're just small town people, but we got big hearts and play hard. And so, I mean, did you expect them to, how well did you expect them to do? I mean, honestly, I know you're a fan, but just sitting back.
Honestly, I mean, we did expect them to be there this year, expected to be competing. And of course, Pickett County, the Lady Bobcats and Bobcats, I mean, there's a rich tradition in Pickett County in basketball, and it's, I mean, really and truthfully, you kind of expect when the year starts that you're going to be competing. There's a lot of pride up there. Of course, we won four in a row from 77 to 80, won it again in 89, and then, of course, won it in 2024 on the girls' side, and the boys won it in 90 and 95.
Yeah, and I remember the 95 one real well. I actually went down to watch those boys play and ended up going to college with a couple of the boys that were younger on that team and got to hear their stories. So the second round game, we're at Wayne County.
Wayne County.
Was started out a little rough, right?
Started out a little rough, yeah. We got down 11-0 before we took our first shot and then actually got down 15-2. And then we kind of just settled in. I think coach called a couple timeouts there and kind of the girls kind of settled in and just battled back. And finally, I don't know if it was, I think it was either late in the third quarter or early in the fourth quarter. We finally took our first lead of the game.
Was it nerves, you think?
A little bit, probably. And of course, Wayne County was really good, ranked number one in the state all year long. They were long and lanky. I mean, you know, it took us a little while to adjust their speed and I think their length. I mean, we turned the ball over quite a bit early on in the game and kind of got us behind the eight ball.
I feel like every year in single A, there's either Pickett County, Clay County, or Clark Range. It used to be Jackson County.
Yeah, which they went 2A.
They went to 2A. Yeah. And one of those schools are there. And then, of course, Upperman girls have done pretty successful. And
They're great, successful in 3A. And then you've got Cookeville in 4A. Yeah. Of course, they're boys, you know.
Yeah.
The first state tournament game in their history yesterday.
Yeah,
so we're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. So we've have a rich history in the Upper Cumberland. And we're sitting here amongst these – good athlete, student athletes, and just Pickett County. It's, y'all, you know what I think about Pickett County. I love Pickett County. I love the people there. But I you know, that's a Cinderella story from where it looked at that second game.
Oh,
it was, the way it started. Like, everybody just thought, well, this is it. This ain't no. But no, y'all believe though.
Well,
I'm sure.
We got a little nervous. Yeah. Got a little nervous, but we did believe that they'd come. They just looking at them, they never got excited. I mean, they never got down. I mean, they just kept playing.
They have a lot of seniors this year?
Had two seniors.
Okay, so good chance they'll be back next year.
Good chance they'll be back next year, yeah.
That's good. We'll look forward to that. So let's talk a little bit more about Pickett County, and we'll move away from sports. Even though we are proud, I wanted to talk about
those. Well, yeah, we could talk about that the
whole
time.
We could. But so you're a year and a half in, Stephen. Back as county executive, as I said, you had 8 years experience prior, and you know, we talked a little bit last time. From 2010 to 2022, you were running a grocery store, family grocery store, doing your thing. I went by and see you every now and then, and we would talk and catch up. The county had three different county executives in that time. I don't know. You were a repeat county executive, and before that, I'm not sure. Kelly Kieslin was before you. Is that right?
Jack Wittenberg was before me.
That's right.
And Kelly was before him.
Yeah, but it's
Representative Kieslin, his granddaughter, played on this. She was a senior. Yeah, she was a senior this year.
She sure did. I'm sure he's excited, too.
Oh, yeah. He.
So anyway, you're back in, and you're a year and a half into this term. How's it going?
Well, it's going good. I guess a little bit like riding a bicycle. I think hopefully those 8 years that I was there prior, that I was young, there's no doubt I made a lot of mistakes. Hopefully I've not made the same mistakes this time, but I do make mistakes every day. So, but it has been good. Been good. I think the city and the county and the chamber, we all work well together, and I think that's very important. To me, it is that all three of those can, you know, you can pick up the phone anytime and call, and they're right there for you and with you. And we've got a good county commission, got a proactive county commission to work with. You know, we don't always agree on everything,
sure.
But that's okay. But they are proactive and got good county commission to work with this time.
You the chair of the county commission?
I am the chair of the county commission.
And you were before too, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
yes.
And so we talked about this on the show before. Historically, yeah, you can't, from county to county, it differs. Some counties have their county commission as chairman of the commission. Some counties have their county executive, county mayor as the chairman. It just depends on the preference. That can change depending on what the commission wants. But historically, Pickett County has been that way. Where do y'all meet for county commission meetings?
We meet at the Pickett County Library in the community room.
So any chance, any just talks about maybe getting y'all a room one day, a commission room somewhere else, a building? I know y'all been in the courthouse a while, and everything's there besides the highway department and schools. You got the sheriff's office. What, do y'all ever talk about that? Any long-term planning?
We do, and we were blessed back in December. The Methodist Church that's sits right next to the Dairy Queen, they closed in June. We're not thankful for that. But we are thankful that they donated the church and the 4 acres, their organization did, to Pickett County Government for a senior center. And so we're going to be able to move our senior center from the community center out there. We're working with engineers and architects right now to – actually got a meeting with them tomorrow on Friday. To kind of hopefully get that project underway – possibly free up some room at the community center. It is it has been renovated. It's handicap accessible, and so we're looking. Talk to the county commission. I think they're for it. Is moving the courtroom, maybe sheriff's department stuff down to the what is now the Birchtown Community Center, which will free up some space. As far as the main floor, my office, county clerk, you know, trustee, register deeds, assessor. Of property, we've really not talked much about that. Just trying to get these other projects lined out first, but eventually, at some point in time, it's going to have to happen.
Yeah, we all growing.
We're growing, and the courthouse was built in 1934-35 era. So it's it's been kept up good. It needs some renovation done to it, needs some work done to it. But we've really just outgrown it. We're just busting out the seams at the courthouse.
How often are they having court now?
They have court at least a couple days a week, sometimes 3 days a week.
Yeah. It used to be one day a week, right?
It used to be on Fridays. Yep. Now that day has moved. They have it every Tuesday. They do have it on a lot of Fridays. And then, of course, you've got circuit court and criminal court and all that stuff that's still there at different times of the month. So, a couple days a week, they still have court there.
Yeah. Well, and so the library is a good place to meet. I'm not asking that because it's not.
Oh,
I've been there several times.
Yeah.
It's a big room.
Big
it's open.
Room. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Convenient. Library's been there how long now?
I was in office when we built the library. It was probably opened up in, 2005, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, it was brand new, I think, when I started.
Yeah.
And so, great place to go. A lot of people use that.
Oh, a lot of people use it, yep.
And,
got a great staff there, they keep the building up. So it looks just like today, like it did whenever it was first built.
It really
built.
Does.
Yeah.
And so it's a good place to meet, but county commissions they like a place that they kind of can call their own, the library knows the county commission's meeting here this time every month. We're not gonna be able to have a whatever meeting, but I'm sure one day y'all can figure that out. It's y'all are growing and tourism's it's cool. Here we are starting summer soon, spring and summer.
Tourism's our number one industry. And of course, we're out of 95 counties, we're number 95 when it comes to population.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little over 5,000 permanent residents, but the tourism numbers, dollars spent in our county, we're actually number 64 in the state. So,
I didn't know that.
It's pretty cool. I think we can actually improve on that. We've got a couple of big projects that's fixing to take place just above the Sunset Marina. There's going to be some condos and townhomes built there on the overlook, what's called the overlook, and then over across the road where the old Mullins Mill used to be, there's going to be a huge, really nice RV park campground there.
Okay.
So things are moving.
Let's talk. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about tourism after this break. I'm with Stephen Bilbrey, Pinckney County Executive. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Stephen Bilbrey. I didn't say this, Stephen. You're a good friend of mine.
Yes.
And I thank the world
of
you.
You're a good friend of mine.
I introduced you as a Pinckney County executive, but I didn't say we've been good friends for a while. And we did keep in touch while you're out of office. I didn't stop by enough to see you, but every time I stopped by the grocery store, I feel like you was on fire. He was running around like crazy.
We was there.
He was running around like crazy. He's working. So we was talking about tourism. Yeah, I've got a lot of development. She said RV park, and I think that's huge. Del Hall Lake's the attraction, right?
Oh, Del Hall Lake is the attraction, absolutely.
64 in the state of tourism dollars, and you're 95th in the state in population. And to me, that's crazy. You jump 31 spots from population to tourism dollars, but it's the lake, it's the people, it's what the people get when they come, right?
Yeah.
The hospitality, and do you fish?
I do not fish. I did when I was younger, but I don't fish now.
Well, you and I used to talk about fishing, so I'll tell this story because I know this is part of the tourism attraction of Pinckney County and Del Hall Lake. Y'all have guides. Y'all have young men, you used to be, maybe old men now, that are professional guides on that lake for fishing.
Yep.
And one of my friends, we talked about him off air, who's now a pharmacist, was a guide during college. He'd go home on the weekends and guide, and that was how he made his money on Del Hala. And so that's part of the attraction to people, especially fishermen, to come to Del Hala.
You'll start probably 1st of March, end of February, 1st of March. Of course, the fishermen start coming in. And then, of course, you know, you get into May, and then, you know, the families and stuff come in for the boating activities. But then you go back in, you know, somewhere around the end of September, October, November, fish. And we've actually got this weekend a huge fishing tournament coming to Del Hala. On the Pickett County side. It's called Battle of the Border.
Okay.
It's a high school fishing tournament. It's the first one that they've done. But it's the top 100 boaters, high school boaters in Tennessee versus the top 100 in Kentucky, which we've kind of told them that, you know, since it is on the Tennessee side this time in Pickett County, we'd really like a Tennessee high school boater to win this thing, you know.
Right.
So hopefully they will. But it'll be huge because in high school you've got two fishermen, and then you have to have an adult to drive. So we're going to have at least 400 fishermen there, 200 captains. So, you know, you've got 600 people in your community for the weekend. And then, of course, their families, anytime kids do anything, yep, whether it's basketball or fishing or bowling or whatever, I mean, the families are going to be there. So we've got a good opportunity this weekend. And then, of course, Del Hala has been designated a Bill Dance Signature Lake.
Right.
And so at the end of the month, we've got the Bill Dance Giant Bass Tournament, which is going to be a huge event, be over 200 boats in that. There's three people to a boat. And then in April, 9th through the 14th, we're actually going to have Major League Fishing there for the first time out. It'll be live on TV.
Really?
You get up on Saturday mornings and you can watch on the Outdoor Channel or CBS Sports, but there'll be 80 boaters, and they fish from Tuesday until Saturday.
Oh, wow.
But it's the pro series that will be there, but it'll actually be on TV.
So where's everybody staying?
Well, we've got several, of course, you know, docks. It's got cabins and stuff, and we've got probably close to 135 Airbnb and VRBO rentals throughout the community. So a lot of them will stay there. Some of them probably will stay in Cookeville. You know, some of them may stay in Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they will stay around the area and spend their money while they're there locally, you know.
Is Sunset back open?
Sunset is not officially back open.
Okay.
Hopefully by the 1st of April, middle of April, it will be. We're hoping. I know that Tom Allen, who's the owner and general manager there, is hoping to have it open the time this Major League Fishing comes to town, because it'll blast out of Sunset Marina.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. So who's coordinating all these events, Steven? The Chamber?
The Chamber coordinates them. Like I said, we've got a proactive county commission. My first meeting back in office, September 22, implemented occupancy tax.
Mm-hmm.
Last fiscal year, it didn't take effect until January 1st of 23. So from January 1st, 23 to December 31st, 23. And we're at 2%. We were at 2% last year. Brought in about $78,000. It ups 0.5% this year. So this year it'll be 2.5%.
Okay.
So that occupancy tax is kind of helping cover some of the cost to bring these folks
in,
but the Chamber kind of oversees all these tournaments, and of course now we're working to try to get more activities maybe in downtown to kind of coincide with some of these fishing tournaments, to bring some of these folks, their families or something, downtown to spend a little money with us. So
Chamber's obviously doing their part, right?
Chamber's
active
doing their part.
Commissions,
yep.
And the city's helping out. I know
city's
Sam's all about it,
yes,
I'm sure.
Sam, that does a great job, very active, yeah.
Well, you and him work well together. Y'all have known each other forever, but y'all work well together. And you know, we're not going to talk about those cities and counties that don't, but there are cities and counties out there that they don't necessarily work well together, right?
There are, but Sam and I work extremely good together. You know, it's like anything else. You don't always agree on everything, but we work really well together, and I think it benefits our communities by us being able to work together.
Yeah, and the key about that occupancy tax that you like you said, I was going to bring it up, September of 22, it passed, the commission through a private act. Well, no, the commission did it by themselves.
The commission did it themselves, yeah, absolutely.
The law changed where they could do it, and they did 2% first year and 2.5%. And what,
it goes to 3.5%, then 4%.
You can cap it 4% according to state law now if you pass it on your own. And that takes the burden off of funding tourism and chamber from property tax dollars,
yeah,
puts that burden on that hotel motel tax that's people coming in, right?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
And y'all saw that, obviously, and that's one of the reasons you wanted to do it. And so you said $70,000. You said a penny value is how much?
$20,000.
Penny value is $20,000, so that's 3.5 cents right there that you saved on the tax rate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and then, of course, you know, our goal is, and, of course, like you said, I was in the grocery business at one time, and those tourists mean a lot. To the local business. And so, you know, the more folks we can get in there, you know, our goal is to help those businesses thrive and grow, but also keep the property tax rate down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because you've got another avenue now to help fund some of this stuff without using property tax dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. Y'all have been very proactive in that. And you're right, your commission is done, y'all worked as a team. It's been, it's not been you pulling and them pushing. It's, you know, y'all are pulling together.
Pulling together. Absolutely.
And so I think that's what makes it work with, especially when you're generating revenue. And that's one of the things I get, Stephen, a lot, as a consultant. Well, I was a consultant. We'll talk about that later. But that's one of the things I get is how can we generate more revenue, or what revenue can we generate that we don't know about, right?
Right.
Well, one revenue y'all didn't have was the hotel motel tax.
Absolutely.
One of the few counties in the state that didn't have it. And one of the reasons y'all didn't have it, and I've been there, and like I said, you and I worked together your first couple terms in office. The reasons then was, well, we don't want to put another tax on our people, and we couldn't get them to understand it wasn't going to affect the people in Pickett County. It was going to affect the people coming to Pickett County.
Looking back on it, at that time, I fought it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I guess one reason I did, you're asking these tourist destinations to collect this tax. But at that time, the county could use it for anything they wanted it to be spent on. Now it kind of goes back into bringing in more tourism, which at the end of the day, that's what you want, to kind of help offset everything else.
Sure.
So when legislature passed that law, it just made it to me a thing to get on board with, and it is another avenue.
Oh yeah.
To raise funds and gives you an opportunity to do some things that you probably couldn't have done without that revenue source.
Yeah, I completely agree. Mr. Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive, with me on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive. Good catching up with Stephen. Great information coming out of Pickett County. And a few more minutes we got. We've talked about some tourism and the fishing tournaments coming up. I want to get into budget stuff right now, Stephen, because I don't want you to leave here without talking about budgets. And I know we're early in the budget season. You're probably working on your budget. Obviously, you work on it quite a bit year-round, just looking at it. Counties are kind of amping up meetings a little bit, formulating their budget committees, the process, their calendar. Do you have a budget outlook yet for this next fiscal, 24, 25?
I think the budget outlook is going to be pretty good. It might be just a little bit tighter than last year, but I still think that it's going to end up with a pretty good budget. I've kind of delved into it just a little bit. We'll have our first budget committee meeting probably towards the middle to end of April. They've got to have all the county offices, county officials. They've got to have all their budget requests back to our office tomorrow.
Okay.
And so then we'll kind of start putting things more formally together and have a little better idea, a little better picture. If things continue, I mean, like I said, tourism's been good to us. We get flood control money, which a lot of counties don't get, but that flood control is directly derived from your docks.
Mm-hmm.
And we were probably last year, from the year prior, we were up probably I don't know, 18-20% from the year prior. Hopefully that will hold true this year. But just really kind of getting into the budget. Hopefully things will be continue to look on a positive path.
How many marinas are there in Pickett County? You know,
we've got five.
Okay.
But we've got four really that's active. There, we've got one Wolf River Boat Dock. Part of it's in Pickett County. Part of it's in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They went through a storm a couple of years ago, and it's just taken them a little while. I mean, they're hoping. My understanding is hoping, you know, within. May not be open this year 100%, but maybe by next year that they can get that thing open. Hopefully they'll be open this year, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So speaking of marinas, and so we hadn't talked really a whole lot about sales tax. What's sales tax look like so far through 8 months of
sales tax? Sales tax holding pretty good right now.
Yeah. Marinas are a big part of that, too.
Marinas are a big part of that, yeah. And of course, your tourists coming in, you know, and hopefully some of these events that we're having will bring people in. And, you know, while they're there, they're going to shop at your local businesses, which will just, you know, continue to grow the sales tax.
Yeah. And so part of the reason I bring that up is when you're of course you're under the general law at Pickett County, and there's basically three CEOs, right? Or three CFOs, I should say. You're the CEO of the county as county executive, you're the chief executive officer, but you have another CFO and the CFO too for the general fund and all those funds. But then you have the highway superintendent, that's the CFO of his fund.
Absolutely.
You have the director of schools, that's the CFO of her fund. And so when you're getting the budget process, As the CEO, CFO of Pickett County, do you send a letter out to the department heads and say, it's budget time, please send your request back in by a certain date? This is the outlook we're going to have, whereas it's a status quo budget, same as last year. We're looking at maybe increasing budget 3%, cut your budget. Do you send anything out like that, or you just let them send in their request and see what happens?
Typically, the way I do it is we send it out and ask them to send in their request. When I was in office before, there was a couple of years that we asked them to really sharpen the pencil and, you know, try to come in at a 3-5% cut. I've been fortunate so far. My first budget year didn't have to do that, and I don't think that we're going to have to do that this year. So the last couple of years, we've just sent it out and said, you know, hey, send it in. But we've got really I guess, lack of better words, conservative elected officials and director of schools. They really try to stay within budget. They don't really ask for a lot more than what they budgeted the year before. I mean, everybody tries to, because I know it's taxpayer dollars, and they really try to keep, our tax rate as low as possible, so they don't, they really try not to, you know, waste taxpayer funds.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a great approach. The good thing for you, and I'm not calling anybody old here, Stephen, so you make sure Jennifer don't wring my neck next time I'm up there. But you've got some elected officials that's been there a while, right?
We've got elected officials that's been there a while. Pretty much. Of course, Jennifer's been there the longest. And then, of course, you've got Charlie Lee would probably be after her. And then Jimmy Cope, and I mean,
Leith has been there.
Yep. Kim Logan's been there.
Yep.
You know, Danny Helston's been there a while.
Mm-hmm.
Dana's the sheriff's been there a while. So
they know what's going
understand.
On.
Yep.
Yep. They understand.
Yeah, they understand.
And they know what's expected, and they know what the commission looks for, and they know how to communicate with the commission. And of course, again, you're a small county. So speaking of Jennifer, you know, she sometimes works, but she's by herself sometimes. She's just her sometimes.
About half the year, she is by herself. When tax season rolls around, she has a part time. Person in her office, but after tax season ends, about towards the middle end of March, then she's by herself until tax season rolls around again.
Yeah, so it's people may say, "Oh, I can't believe that! I wouldn't want to do that." But y'all make it.
We make it work. Somehow we make it work.
Y'all make it work, and it's just I love going up there. So what historically, and of course, you mentioned when you were in office before. Tight times for 2008, 2009. I remember me coming up there, looking at the budget, and you'd be like, we're going to have to cut 5% or 7% to make it through the budget this year because of the recession and all that. We don't have to worry about that, I don't think, this next year. I think we're Tennessee is kind of holding steady through it all. Our counties and up and coming are holding steady because of the growth. But you look, you got to look at those things all the time.
All the time.
And you the value of that penny is key. And I imagine you got people moving into Pickett County still, right?
Still moving in, yeah.
And that value of the penny is going to go up because they're improving the land. They're building houses. People are investing in, like you said, these RV park and building condos or whatever for tourism and people to stay. I mean, that's investment, which improves the land, which improves your value of the penny, which improves your property tax revenue.
Absolutely. And I think whenever I first took office in 2002, our penny value was somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,500 to $4,000.
I was going to guess $4,000.
And now it's $20,000. So
y'all are growing.
We're growing.
Yeah.
It's a slow growth, which is good. Kind of helps, you know, with water and, you know, electricity and all that stuff. Internet. And I mean, the slow growth is good.
Y'all have broadband in most of the county?
Yeah, pretty much 100% of the county. Twin Lakes does a great job.
They do.
I mean, Pickett County, I'm going to say, I know they won't say 100%, so let's say 99% of the county has access to broadband.
Yeah, and that's key ever since COVID happened, too. But you still have quite a few people leaving the county to go to work places?
We do have quite a few people leaving the county to go to work. I mean, that's one thing that you would love to be able to see those folks stay home, but it just you know, that's tough. We don't have a 4-lane highway in Pickett County. You know, we're 40 miles from interstate. Makes it tough, but I think the latest numbers I seen was from the state was somewhere around 50% of our people that live there work there, mm-hmm. And 50% of them actually that live there drive out of the county. But you do have a few people that you know, live in Albany or Livingston or
right.
Jamestown
coming in.
So.
Do y'all have any? What's the job openings look like right now? Do y'all have job openings? Or are you
pretty much everybody's got vacancies? I mean, yeah. they're you know accepting new applications. So yeah, and of course coming up on tourist season, they'll even be more. So
yeah, well, I mean, you're looking forward to that too. I don't. When these big fishing tournaments come in, do you leave town?
Well, that's what I told. We've got going to be there at 5 o'clock Saturday morning for this high school tournament, and then towards at the end of the month, another big tournament. I told myself, I believe the end of the month be a good time for a vacation. Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, you need a break too. Well, Stephen, I appreciate you. I hadn't said this yet. Of course, you know my career's changing.
Your career, and we want to congratulate you on that.
I appreciate that, but
I hate to see you leave what you've done for the last 20 years, almost 20 years.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I'm still staying in county government, but I'm not. I'm technically not working with mayors and commissioners and highway folks anymore. But you know, if you need something, to holler at me, and we probably will. Yeah, and I'll get you the help from CTAS. CTAS is a wonderful agency, and I spent 19 years there and started with the County Official Association of Tennessee as executive director there. And so I'm looking forward to the adventure it's going to have there and helping move county government forward. And the good thing about this position is I can advocate. I'm advocating for trustees, clerks of court, registered deeds, and county clerks. But what's good for them is what's good for county government.
Good for county government, absolutely.
And I'm hoping that I can advocate for you too, and county executives and those folks, just working together with the other folks. So that's. But I'll see you around.
Oh, yeah, you'll be there. You'll see Jennifer. You have to come up and see Jennifer.
Yeah, I will. She'll give me a hard time. Folks, I've had Mr. Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive, on with me. Just a great, great gentleman. Good friend of mine. Does great for the county. He and that team up there is just wonderful. Moving Pickett County forward, but keeping that small town feel.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the draw. If you want to go to Birdstown, it's not far from Cookeville, 40 miles roughly, right?
40 miles.
And Stephen made it, I think, 20 minutes today. Is that what
I probably did. Probably did because I was running a little bit late.
Stephen, I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for what you do. Folks, have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than a frown. Make somebody a day. Thanks for producer Jake. We'll see you next week.